Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, and tonight is Sunday, November 10th, and we're excited about tonight's show. I just want to remind everyone that the call-in number for tonight is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. You can call us on that number if you have questions or if you want to make a comment. You can also join us here on Blog Talk Radio in our chat room, and you can also join us on Twitter for our tweet chat. Just make sure you use the hashtag #PoundBeautyLounge. And before we do anything else, I want to turn it over to my sister Denise, who has a little beauty news for us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Beauty Lounge. Just a bit of news for you this evening. Marietta Carter Narcisse's 2014 Makeup Weekly Planner is now available. If anyone remembers her planner from this year, the 2013 Makeup Planner, you know that you're in for a treat if you purchase this handy little guide. Marietta promises to make it bigger and better for 2014, and it's going to be very interactive as well. There are going to be a lot of dates in the planner with different events happening, different beauty events, as well as dates for Blog Talk Radio, dates for Marietta's classes, her lipstick lectures, and her the workshops by Marietta. The dates for those classes will be in the guide once again, and as well as just some more information on more beauty events taking place around the world will be included in the guide. But also, she's going to continue to have her money challenge, her 52-week money challenge in next year's guide, as well as, again, the forms for spending, to keep track of your spending, you know, your expenses and how much money you're bringing in from your jobs. She's going to continue to have all that. But, again, once again, it's going to be very interactive where something comes about, let's just say, as Marietta stated this past weekend at her lipstick lecture, if the Academy Awards is coming on television, you will get an email to update you, and to remind you of when the awards is going to take place. So it's the day of the awards, and sometimes you can kind of forget what's in your planner. You'll get an email that reminds you that that particularly is taking place. So be sure to place your order for your planner as soon as you can. Marietta is offering a discount code. And I'm sorry I don't have that code with me right now. I can have it by the end of the show. But if you go onto her website, you can use the discount code and receive 20% off of the makeup planner. Her website is Marietta Carter-Narcisse, NARCISSE.com. Okay? And coming up next weekend, if you're in the Atlanta, Georgia area, is the first annual PMAC, which is the Professional Makeup Artist Conference, presented by Gwyneth Mosby of the Gwyneth Mosby Makeup Academy. There will be vendors, a fashion show, an award ceremony, as well as competitions in body painting, avant-garde, beauty, fantasy, and bridal. You can join the me on that Sunday, the 17th at 3:30 p.m. for a panel discussion called Beauty and the Beat. For more information on this particular makeup conference, you can go to their website at pmac.com. And save the date, December 14th, 2013. The first stop of the Illusions Cosmetics Beauty Tour will take place in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we will be having more information coming to you on that particular event by next week. And last thing on our news, the Professional Beauty Association, PBA, has an upcoming webinar entitled Tips, Taxes, and the IRS. I think it's going to be important for most of us. Tips, Taxes, and the IRS is going to take place on Monday, November 18th, 2013 at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Join the Professional Beauty Association for an exclusive webinar with the Internal Revenue Service and learn what every beauty professional should know about their taxes. Attendees will hear directly from two IRS employment tax policy professionals about the IRS tax codes as they apply to you and your business. You can join the confidential 60-minute webinar to learn employer versus employee tip reporting responsibilities, how employees should record tips throughout the year, how employers should report tips when filing employment tax returns, guidance for booth renters, independent contractors, the benefits of employees reporting tips, and existing resources designed specifically for beauty industry professionals. Leave more empowered and confident that you are complying with tip tax reporting laws. And you can register for this complimentary webinar by going onto the PBA website, which is pba.com.
All right. Thank you for the beauty news tonight. Our guest tonight is Rob Farrell. He's a hair artist and master barber who uses new media to educate and display his work around the world. And he's joining us tonight to share all of that with us. So welcome to the show, Rob.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm still here late night cutting, still at the barbershop.
Oh, okay. Well, I meant to say that you are also known as Rob the Original, and I like that name. Let's start off by you telling us a little bit about where you're from, how you started barbering, what inspired you to do so, and just kind of bring us up to speed as to, you know, where you are right now.
All right, well,
in the barbershop.
I'm originally born in Los Angeles, California. You know, grew up in a family of eight. I was always an artist since I was real young. So that's pretty much like that was my thing. You know, I like drawing. Drawing was pretty much my passion. So you know, over the years when we got a little older, since I had a lot of siblings in my house, my dad always carried clippers just to kind of like save money and cut our hair instead of us going to a salon or a barbershop. So you know, when I got a little older, when I was 16, I picked up the clippers and I started kind of like cutting my own hair. And I guess I had that artist eye, you know, so it was coming out smooth and clean. So my brothers were asking me, you know, can you cut my hair? Then my dad, then friends. And I kind of just did it as a, you know, kind of like a hobby on the side. I never really thought about making money with it or nothing like that. So when I turned 18, we moved to San Antonio, Texas. I was working in jobs like restaurants and warehouse work and stuff like that. And one day my clippers weren't working. So I went to a local barbershop, and when I walked in there, you know, I was the last client of the day. So here I am talking to the barber, and the barber, you know, he happens to be the owner of the shop. So I'm telling him kind of my story, you know, I cut my own hair and stuff like that. And he offers me a job for, like, a temporary job because I didn't have a license. So he's like, hey, can you just help me out for a couple months? I'm going to close the shop down. You know, I wanted somebody to help me. And since you know how to do these type of cuts, then, you know, that will be great. And I happened not to have a job, so, you know, I went in, and, of course, I didn't know what to use. I didn't know the right tools or nothing, so I was kind of nervous, you know, looking around what they were doing, trying to, like, mock what they were doing. And, you know, with my art skills, it kind of just – it helped me out to do good. I learned real quick how to do the scissor cuts. I learned how to do all different type of fades. And then, you know, like 2 months later after that, you know, kids started walking in asking if they could get like a little swirl design, they could get a little star here and there. So from that, it just, I started doing them, you know, I was just doing my art. I never seen nobody done it before. So I was just doing my art. And people were just coming back. Next thing you know, I have a long line. So I was like, you know, I need to go to school and do this as a career. And I saw that I was actually good at it, you know. So plus I always was getting a lot of props from people. So ever since then, you know, I got more creative and I tried to do portraits and stuff like that. And it just developed to this.
So at 18, when you moved, how long was it from when you moved at 18 until you walked into that barbershop?
I was 20, about to be 21.
Okay, about to be 21, so it was a couple of years had passed. Okay. And then at what point did you go to get a license?
I went to school that year that I started cutting hair at that barbershop.
Okay.
And then I dropped out, so I was kind of cutting out of my house and stuff like that, and I worked at some local shops, but I was always watching over my shoulder. So, you know, I have a child, and, yeah, I was always, like, I was always nervous, like, you know, I don't want inspection to come in and stuff like that. So that's when I said, you know what, I need to get my license. So I went to school and completed my school, and you know, ever since then, it's been great. That's when I opened up my Facebook and started doing my social media, and that's how people started hearing about me, seeing my pictures, and my name started just growing, you know, more people found out about me.
Okay, that was very important what you just said, because I was going to ask you about social media. So once you did all that, you opened up your Facebook account, and people started following you and knowing your name from social media. So I was going to ask you, how important is social media to you, and how has it brought attention to what you do?
Well, if it wasn't for social media, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. Let's just put it that way.
You're right.
So it's very, very important. Very important. You know, I think God, you know, in our era, we have social media, you know, because, you know, Instagram is just phenomenal. I have about, you know, a little over 7,500 followers right now. So, I mean, it's awesome. You know, it's just because first it was word of mouth around, you know, around town. People knew about me around town. But as soon as social media came in my life, like, I was like worldwide, man. I got people messaging me from Australia, from Canada, from, you know, Brazil, like giving me props. So, you know, it's a great feeling. It's awesome.
And you mentioned about, you know, working in the shop, not having your license, kind of looking over your shoulder, being afraid that the state board would come in. How important do you think it is for barbers to have a license? Because, you know, there some states are talking about wanting to take away licensing for, you know, for hair and you know, cosmetology and that type of thing. So what do you think of, how important, you know, do you think it is to even have a license?
I think that having a license is very, very important. I recommend it for everybody. You know, I learned a lot of stuff that I didn't know. Of course, I knew how to do haircuts. Of course, I knew how to do all the fades and the designs. But they taught me a lot as far as sanitation, as far as using what tools for what. You know, I've learned other things that I didn't know, like as far as doing the proper shaves, doing the massaging on the face, facials, you know, the hot towel, all of that. It's something that I didn't know, you know. It's now I see myself more as a professional, you know. Like then, I mean, I was good, but now I'm a professional. And I really recommend everybody to go get their license, you know. And I think it's important for everybody to get that education. Barbering and beauty is not just doing it. It's also like knowledge and knowing about it, you know, the history and all that, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How did it? I know you said you've been doing art since you were a kid.
Yes.
And I know people have been following you through your social media, and they saw you, and that's kind of what has gained you a lot of attention. But what was that one haircut that kind of took you to the next level when it came to exposure?
As far as exposure, I would say I did a Tony Parker. He's an NBA player for the Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
I did a Tony Parker portrait. We shot a video, me and my friend Christian Rios. We did like a short clip, pretty much just describing like the process of the haircut and the finished product. When we posted it, we were kind of doing like a tribute for the MVP, for the NBA. He was, he was like not a nominee, but you know, he was, he didn't win it that year, but it was relevant to what was happening. So when we posted the next morning, it was on the front page of Yahoo Sports. I had ESPN emailing me. I had all kinds of websites emailing me. And then also they posted on all kinds of websites. So after that, it was just like, man, I need to start doing more of these portraits. You know, I need to start putting my work out there more. And that's how people started finding out about my work.
Now, I found out about you through an article in the Style Source magazine.
Right.
I've since gone on to watch some of your videos. It is nothing less than amazing to me. Nothing less than amazing.
thank you. Appreciate that.
I mean, actually, I was kind of speechless because I'm saying to myself, like, I'm watching the finished results of you drawing an actual portrait in someone's head, and it looked exactly like the original. I couldn't get over it. Like, I mean, I know you're good with art, but this seems like, how do you do that? I just don't understand. How do you do that with your, you know, with your clippers and your barbering tools? I mean, is that an easy thing to do?
You know, what I try to do is, the most important thing when I'm doing a face portrait, I want it to look alike. I want to pay attention to every detail in the portrait, because looking alike, it's very important for me. You know, I'm not going to be satisfied if the portrait doesn't look like the image. So, you know, I want people to be able to see the haircut and know right off the bat that, okay, that's so-and-so, you know? That's President Obama. You know, like, I just want people to recognize the image. So it's very, very important for me to pay attention to every detail. And, you know, it's kind of like a puzzle. You know, I start small. Like, I can start at the center of the portrait and just start adding pieces till it connects. And at the end, it comes to alive, you know?
And, you know, I was looking at some of your work, and basically some of your work just about takes over an entire head. And
yes.
So therefore, there's a lot of people walking around San Antonio with your work. And apparently everyone's loving it because they keep coming back.
Yeah,
so,
you know, when I first started doing the portraits, people were like looking at it like, man, that's crazy, but I wouldn't get that on my hair, you know? So now that it's brought more attention, like, if I feel like doing a portrait and I don't want to charge for it, I just want to do something different. I'll call like somebody from outside the shop, and I'll be like, hey, man, would you like to get a portrait on your hair? I show them the pictures, and, you know, they're like, yeah, man, I'll get it. They're all excited, and it's awesome to see that, you know, that people are willing to get designs and portraits on their hair, and, you know, and good for advertising for me, you know, and, I mean, they have an awesome haircut. They get mad attention, and, you know, I get my publicity out of there, too.
Do you do, and this might sound crazy, but do you do, like, haircuts without portraits in them at all? I mean, it sounds like a lot of your clients want that. Are there any that just want a regular haircut?
You know, actually, I do. I don't post a lot of my regular haircuts, but that's pretty much the main thing that I do at the barbershop, just regular fades, haircuts. You know, designs and stuff like that, you know, are popular freestyles. You know, young kids can't get them because of school rules. You know, some of the older guys don't really like to get designs. So, you know, we do designs, but most of our haircuts are regular. And just the portraits and stuff, like, I just like to, you know, display my work, and at the same time, you know, people get them for special occasions, like if they're going to a game and they want to get their favorite NBA player or football player, and they're actually going to the game, they get a lot of attention, and, you know, people like attention.
Right, right. And, I mean, so I know you're probably really big with people with sports, but I would assume that you're maybe popular with some people, like, in music. Or people
music, yeah, of course.
Like to get music people on their heads or whatever.
Yeah, of course. People come in here and get their favorite artists. You know, there's a lot of artists that are famous that are no longer here, like Pac and Biggie, Bob Marley, you know, even role models like, you know, like Marilyn Monroe and James Dean. So, yeah, we get actors. Yeah, people, I've done a lot of that, too.
What's your favorite one to do?
You know, somebody was asking me that at the shop earlier, and I don't know. Oh, actually, you know what? I do have a favorite one. There's one that I could say I've done the most, and that would be Tupac.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's my favorite music artist as far as rap. So, Tupac was the first portrait that I ever tried, and Tupac is, you know, it's a portrait that I always enjoy doing.
And what's the hardest one you've done?
The hardest one, I'll probably say like, I don't know. I could tell you one that's taken me longer to do, and that would be like the Walking Dead haircut, because I did three portraits in one head. So that's probably the one that's taken the most time. I did a zombie on one side. I did two of the other characters, on, you know, one on the back, one on the other side of the head. And I added the little logo of the AMC network. So, I mean, if you would like to check out the video, like for people that haven't seen it, you know, you can go to YouTube and just go into Rob the Original, and you can see some of my work on there. And
has anyone from AMC ever contacted you about any of that?
No, they have not. You know, I was hoping when I posted that video that they would show it up maybe like on The Talking Dead, because they were showing like fans that would get that work. But I don't know if it's gotten to them. I'm sure they see it. They would post it or they would show it, because Norman Reedus, he's Daryl Dixon, one of the main characters of The Walking Dead. I did a portrait of him, and somehow he saw it and he posted it on his Instagram, and it got lots of comments on there, you know, good comments. It also got a lot of likes on there, so, you know, it was awesome. And I happened to be in the picture, too, so that was great.
Oh, okay, good, because I just worked on The Talking Dead, like, maybe about a week or so ago, and then I'm actually going to be working down on The Walking Dead later this week.
Man, that's awesome.
So I think I'm going to have to find your picture and just kind of, you know, show somebody.
That would be great.
Rob, you mentioned a couple of times the salon, and you actually said you were at the salon right now. Do you own the salon, this particular salon, or are you working at someone's salon?
Yes, I opened this barbershop I'll say exactly a year from now. It was last November.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, I own the shop, and it's actually named after myself. It's Rob the Original Barbershop. I abbreviated to Rob's, which is Rob the Original Barbershop. I just take out the on there, but it spells Rob's.
Oh, What, how has things been going in the past year at the shop?
Oh, everything's been awesome. I when I was making those videos, like I said, after I did the Tony Parker one, I started putting out more videos online, and the owner of the company Con Air saw one of my videos, which is a Johnny Manziel one in Italy. He was in Italy, and they had done like a big deal about that one too, on the news and ESPN. So he saw it, and he contacted one of his directors from the company. Con Air, Babyliss Pro, and Rust, and they sent me an email, and then they asked me, you know, would you like to travel, would you like to get paid for it, you can show, display your work, you know, and you work for us, We have Ferrari design clippers and blow dryers. So, you know, I never really have heard of Babyliss Pro until then, but I started looking into the company before, you know, I agreed to going to work with them. So they were like, yeah, check out our website, check out our work. I mean, our tools are great and this and that. So I was like, all right, cool, let's check it out. So then once I saw everything, you know, we set up a date, and I met up with them in Vegas. And after that, we had a meeting. I did a presentation. They loved my work. They were great people, and it was a good company. So I said, it's a wrap. Let's do it. And ever since then, I've been traveling with them. You know, I've been doing presentations. They're awesome company. You know, the guys on the team are real, real cool. They share. They've been teaching me how to, like, do color, how to do women's hair, you know, and I try to teach them what I do with clippers. So, yeah, you know, it's been great. You know, I haven't really traveled in my life. So ever since I've been with them, which has been less than a year, I've gone to New York 3 times, to Connecticut 2 times, Orlando, Florida, been to Vegas, California, you know. So it's great.
Nice. And what company is this again?
It's Babyliss Pro.
Babyliss Pro. Okay. Have you connected with any other product companies since you've been barbering or since you've been doing the artwork besides that?
No, I have not. You know, I was working with wall clippers for many years. But, you know, they never contact me. I try posting my work. I try calling them, and it was just hard to get into these companies. I just happened to be blessed that the owner of the company saw my work, and he wanted me on the team. And you know, the guys in the team, they explained to me how hard it is to get into the team. So, you know, I really am blessed.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I do remember, I thought I read in the article that I was reading about you, that you want to eventually open up barber / art school.
Yes, that is my goal. I want to open a big barber college that also teaches hair designs, and of course you need, you know, a little bit of art classes, so that way it can help you be better at your designs. So, you know, that's something that I would like to do. I don't think barber colleges teach hair designs right now. Hair designs has been around, you know, it was underground, but now it's being exposed and it's spreading to the cosmetology world too. So I think that there's many people out there that want to learn, and you know, there's many talented barbers around the whole industry. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, we need to pass it on to the people that wants to learn, you know.
Absolutely. Do you I'm not sure, because I don't remember if I've ever seen an actual one live, but when they have barber battles, like at the different trade shows, is art design included in that, or is it just more about like a regular cut?
I would say that every single barber battle that happens in the United States includes hair designs, definitely. Exactly. That's like one of the main highlights of the barber battles.
Okay. So there's a lot of art design work going on out there. I guess now it's beginning to get more attention, but they're not teaching it in the schools, is what you're saying.
Yeah, they're not teaching it in the school. People are just kind of like, you know, seeing it from other people, getting inspired. And, you know, of course, there's many artists out there, so they're doing their thing. You know, it's, like I said, every time that I look at, like, social media, I always see somebody new, you know, that came out with something different. And it's just, you know what I mean? Everybody has their own style, and it's nice, you know, and a lot of people, like I said, would like to learn. So, you know, that's what we need to do. Like, in the future, I actually have a couple of my buddies that are in town with me, and we're working on a DVD, an instructional DVD, so that way people could check out, you know, like, pretty much how we all came up in this industry as far as hair artists.
Right.
How it all started and how, you know, how it was for us to get recognized and stuff like that.
I lost the question I was going to ask you. So if there's a barber out there who wants to do the artwork, let's say he has no art background, he's not really talented in art, how do you suggest them getting started? Maybe checking out your YouTube videos, or how does one get started with that?
Yeah, definitely. I've been actually releasing tutorial videos. I haven't released one in the last couple weeks because I've been a little busy, but I will be releasing another one. Right now, so far, I've done like how to do edge ups, how to do shadow fades. One that's real hot right now is the comb over. So now I'm going to start releasing, like, you know, how to do basic designs. And so, yeah, I do recommend for barbers that want to learn or you know, stylists that want to learn how to do designs and stuff like that, get online. You know, there's a lot of talented barbers out. So I'm sure that if you go to YouTube and look for tutorial videos, you'll find some.
Right. Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about barbering. What makes up a great haircut?
You know, I always said since I started barbering that the most important thing of a haircut, it's a lineup. Make sure that lineup is nice and crispy and straight, because you can have an all right fade, but as long as you have that lineup, the haircut's going to look nice. You know what I mean? But if you have a nice blend and fade, and your lineup, it's not straight, it's crooked or lopsided, you know, it's gonna throw off the whole haircut, you know. So I'll say,
right,
as far as barbering, that lineup all around the ears, you know, even if they don't get it around the face, they can get it around the ears, as long as it's real nice and sharp and straight. And of course, fading is also real popular, you know. A fade, if you can get the fade and you can get the lineup, you have an awesome haircut.
Right, because I think it's the first thing that people notice.
Yes, of course. As a barber, like, we notice right away their lineup. Does it look straight?
Right.
Huh? Right. Is it pushed back? Is it... So they need to teach at barber school. You know, we pretty much learn from each other when we go to barber school. But that would be nice to put on the book and teach how to do it.
Absolutely. Maybe I'll rephrase the question. What's in your barbering kit? So if you were to leave this shop and go, let's say, to a hotel and do one of your clients, what would be in your kit?
I have my clipper, of course, to do the fading. I have my edgers, trimmers, scissors, a comb, my spray bottle, maybe a little bit of talc. Of course, the sanitation. You know, I got to have my lubricant and disinfectant spray, hand sanitizer, towels, and neck strips. I would say that would make my barber kit.
What makes a great barber?
Somebody that could be, how do you say, pretty much show interest in how the haircut looks. Somebody that cares about how that haircut is going to look at the end of the haircut, you know, and also being very clean. And then I would say somebody that just does it from the heart, you know, that's a great barber. You don't need to do hair designs. You don't need to do all that. As long as your haircut looks nice and clean, and you put love into that and effort, and I would say that makes a great barber there.
You know what? That's very important that you said that, because a lot of times for some people, they get to the point where it's just all about the money. And like you said, it's not clean. They don't really care. Sometimes they rush through it. And it's not just with barbers, but, you know, hairstylists, makeup artists, whatever the occupation is. When you don't treat it as something that you're passionate about, you don't treat it as something that you love and you put love in it, sometimes it shows. So that's a very good point that you made. Who inspires you?
That's one thing that I could say. You know, when I started cutting hair, of course, you know, the owner of that shop that I started working with, like, you know, he was a Mexican dude, he only talked Spanish. He was doing lineups, and, you know, that that made me want to get the job. You know, I was like, man, I could do this too. You know, I want to try this. But as far as like hair designs and the art, like I didn't have like nobody around me or somebody to look at and say, hey, I want to do what that guy's doing. So that's the reason that my name is Rob the Original. You know, because in my town there was nobody doing that type of work, or I had never seen it. But as soon as I started getting into social media, you know, I saw that it wasn't only me in here, but, you know, like they say, great artists think alike. So there was many people out there doing artwork, and, you know, I meet barbers all over the industry, and they do awesome work, and everybody has their own style, and, you know, so I really didn't have somebody inspire me. But now that I see all the work that everybody's doing and how different, I will say that I learn from other barbers, and it inspires me too, you know, to do something different. Because I was just doing the same old thing. I mean, of course it was my art, but this more, you could get creative and do other stuff like color. You know, I saw that barbers were doing color on hair. I was going to competitions. I was losing in competitions because I wasn't doing color, and I was against that at first because I was saying, well, you know, it's about the cut. But people want to see more than that, so that's when I said, well, I want to try the color too. And you know, since I'm a good artist, you know, it came out good. But
right.
I would just say the whole industry just inspires me. That's what inspires me. Seeing all these barbers doing all this different type of work, and you know, like I said, very talented people out here.
Right, and seeing other artists do things that maybe you've never seen before, do things that you've never tried before. And it's a situation where you're constantly learning something new, and you can kind of bring something new to your clientele. Is there anything that you haven't done with your artwork in regards to cutting, with your artwork, that you would like to start trying to do? Something that maybe that you... Well, you know how to draw, but if there's something with your particular artwork that maybe you don't know how to do, or that you know aspire to do that you're not doing.
I don't know. Something that I've done that I feel that I haven't done enough. It's like a 3D portrait. You know, like just not only having the drawing on the hair, but having part of the hair being like coming out like as a 3D, you know, like
I did a
Bob Marley, and my model that was getting the Bob Marley haircut, he happened to have long curly hair, so out of nowhere, you know, I would just say, you know what, well, let's use his hair as the dreads for the Bob Marley. So you know, I did it, and it came out good, and I haven't done it again, but I've got a lot of likes on that, and even Ludacris posted it on his page too, and I don't know where he got it either, but I mean, they didn't mention my name or nothing, but it was awesome to see that so many people liked it, and it got a lot of good comments on that too. So I would say I need to work a little more on 3D. I think that would be something new and something different.
It would definitely be something nice to see, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. For example, like if I do a Don King, you know, I could use the hair, and it could be standing up, and I'll color it white, and I'll put the face on there. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Absolutely. Speaking of the actual, your actual portrait that you cut into the hair, what do you use? Now, do you pretty much... leave your, this is, I call it black and white, but do you leave your portraits like black and white, or do you actually go in and color? For instance, I say if the real photo is in color, do you actually make your haircut, your portrait in the haircut in color, or do you kind of just leave it like, you know, their hair and the flesh tone?
You know, what I try to do, I try to use the skin of the person that's getting the hair design and use it as the skin for the portrait. And I try to put color like white on the teeth and the eyes. You know, of course, I throw a little bit of black like on the hair to bring it out, and on some of the shades that need to be darker. There's only so much you can do with hair, you know. It's kind of hard to make an image like it look exactly the same. So, of course, that the color is kind of like cheating, you know. You could perfect it and add some of the details that you can't do with hair. And you know,
gotcha.
Of course, I use the pencils that you know. I started using like eyeliner, lip liner, and that type of pencil, so it could be safe on the skin and at the same time, it looks good.
Oh, okay.
You know, one of my favorites is the one that you did of Eazy-E.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites, too. I like that
one.
Oh,
my goodness.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in the West Coast, so, you know, I always like all them West Coast rappers.
Like,
you know, Eazy-E, you know, he passed, so, you know, he's somebody, you know, he's a legend in the rap industry. So, you know, it's always good to do these characters.
Now, Rob, how old are you now?
I'm 28.
28. So you're not even 30 yet, and you're doing a lot.
You have a long way to go too. So I can just imagine how amazing it's really going to become. Oh my goodness.
Exactly. You have a while to go. Is there anything else that you, I mean, I know you want to do the school, but is there anything else in the barbering world or even in the art world that you would like to do that you haven't done or you dream of doing?
Well, I want people to be able to recognize my name, and not only that, just if one day, you know, something ever happens to me or whatever it is, I want people to be able to remember me. So I kind of like using that with my art, you know. I'm just, I don't want to be just another person that is gone. I want to be somebody like, you know, like Pac or like Eazy-E, somebody that's always going to be remembered for them being great and walking on this earth.
Right.
So that's my goal.
Right. Now, when you do your haircuts, do you, in some way, besides the artwork, do you, like, leave your signature?
No, I actually don't, but I have a style where people pretty much recognize and say, oh, you know, Rob the Original did that. And
right.
I think that's my signature there.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. And who are some of the athletes that you've worked with? I know you said Tony Parker.
Yes, I've done Tony Parker. I've done Johnny Manziel. I've done, of course, Mayweather. You know, I've done some of the baseball players like Mike Napoli. So, yeah, I've done several other athletes.
And are some of these athletes in Texas, are some of them your regular clients?
You know, actually, I don't cut anybody famous. I have friends and people, you know, in the media and that cut, like, of course, famous people, like athletes and stuff like that. I just haven't been that lucky yet. I guess they might, maybe some of them will think, like, no, maybe this guy doesn't do regular haircuts. He just does all that, those designs, and some of them might not want to get that, but, you know, I normally just do regular fades and haircuts, but I know there's some out there that will get some designs like Dennis Rodman or, you know, people that like to go all with their hair.
Well, you know, you raised a good point. So how will you, because you said for the most part in the shop you're doing regular haircuts, so how will you promote yourself or promote your work to show that you do regular haircuts?
I don't know. I guess I just have to post more pictures of me doing regular haircuts. I don't do that enough. You know, I stand out from other barbers because of the portraits that I do. So that's why I always advertise that. But I think that posting more haircuts is something that I'm definitely going to look forward to.
Right. Now, you know, a lot of men, I find a lot of men, especially when we're, both my sister and I are makeup artists for film and television, and I find a lot of men that I do, they're always asking, and I ask every barber that comes on the show this question, but they're always asking about razor blades. They're always asking about razor bumps because they have the razor bumps, and they're always asking how to clear that up.
Some people
so
are.
What do you
delicate.
Do?
They sell product for bumps. I'm sure you could find plenty of different products. For example, they got like Magic. Razorless cream.
They have the 10 skin.
Yes. I don't have a lot of clients that bump up. Usually mm-hmm. they'll let me know. Hey, just do it with the clippers. You know, don't go over it with the blade. I have sensitive skin, so you know I stay away. You know, I'll actually ask them too. I'll be like, do you bump up because I'm about to do the blade? You know, is it okay? Because I don't want to just do it on somebody. And I'll first ask them how's their skin. You know, if they have delicate skin, because if they do, then I try to stay away from doing a razor on it.
I'm glad you said that, because now when they ask about that, one of the first things I'm going to say to them is, you know, when you go to the barbershop, have a conversation with your barber and talk to them about your skin so that they'll know what to use. You know, maybe they were getting ready to use one thing and maybe they can switch it and use something else.
Right, right.
Cool.
Normally when I do my shaves, I use hot lather, so that opens up the pores and it gives it
mm-hmm.
a much smoother shave, so that way it's not the blade's not pulling the hair off the pore. And that's pretty much like what I try to use, you know, like so that way it's a much smoother shave, and because excessive of close shaving, that could also create bumps. So I try not to press too hard also on the blade, not to try to get in there in the pore very deep, because that also creates bumps. That also creates bumps in it.
And you said a lot of your clientele, well, I guess not, because you go through all those steps. You ask questions and you know, you kind of deal with that on the front end.
Right, right.
That's good to know. It's really good to know. You know, that's always something that we do as makeup artists is, you know, we ask questions before we start painting the face. We ask questions about their skin. So that's a great concept to use when barbering as well. What are some of your favorite, you were talking about wall a little earlier, what are some of your favorite brand products to use that you use now in the shop?
Right now, since I started working with Babyliss Pro, you know, I got introduced to their tools.
Mm-hmm.
I've used a lot of the clippers they have. Like they have this new one, it's called the X2s, Bellari X2s. They're designed by Ferrari, the engine.
Mm-hmm.
They're cordless clippers. They have a 3-hour live expand. They have serrated blades, and they cut real, real good. So this is honestly this is my favorite clipper. And then they have like a cordless trimmer also.
Mm-hmm.
They got the made by Forfex, and that one's
mm-hmm.
also it's Babyliss Pro Forfex. Cordless clipper, and then that one's also a nice one. And you know, I like to use like as far as scissors, I use the rust the shears, and those are pretty good too. They cut real, real clean. And that's pretty much it. What I use from the tools.
Now, are you? Because I know, and you can talk a little bit about this if you want to mention it. But I was going to ask you, are you going to be on the beauty/hair show circuit? You know, there's a lot of hair shows and seminars out there. Are you going to be on any of those, or would you like to be on more of those?
I'm actually going to, next week I should be in the in Dallas. In Irving, Texas. Actually, it's like close
mm-hmm.
to Dallas. Mm-hmm. There's a SMB. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, HMB seminar by Brandon Buffert. He's having one there, and they're teaching how to do, like, you know, different hairstyles and designs and portraits. And I'm going to be there teaching a class how to do portraits. Also with Babbliss Pro, you know, when they have when we travel to have like big events or to convention centers and stuff like that. Also, I'm in the booth with them and I'm also working with them there. I'm teaching the new hairstyles and techniques that we offer. We also talk about our tools, you know, how they work, and we demonstrate haircuts and stuff like that. So I will be doing some shows in the future.
Cool. That's great. Now, I have one more question for you. You might not be used to answering this particular question, but I'm going to throw it at you anyway because we ask all of our guests. And then after this question, I want you to just throw out all of your social media networks, how people can find you, and that kind of thing. But the one question that we ask all of our guests is, what is beauty to you?
Beauty is art. Beauty is very important for all of us. You know, we all feel better when we walk out of a salon, when we walk out of a barbershop. So I think that beauty is a big, big part of just human beings, you know, life.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very important. I think beauty is especially, you know, it's an art. And I love art. You know, since I was born, I knew how to draw before I knew how to read and write.
Oh, and wow.
God gave me this gift, and I'm using it, you know, and I'm enjoying it. And beauty, like I said, beauty is, it's everything. It's everything to me.
All right. And that HMB, Educational Leadership Seminar, is that on a Sunday, correct?
Yes, it is on Sunday, the 24th.
Okay, so I just want to put that out there on November 24th. Irving, Texas, at the HMB Educational and Leadership Seminar. All right.
They have a website, which is www.hmbseminar.com, and you can sign in for the classes there for the people that are local in Texas and would like to attend to the classes. You know, I'm going to be doing the portraits, and there's going to be many other hairstyles that you can learn, you know, from beauty, like women and stuff like that.
Okay. Cool. So shout out all of your social media addresses so we can follow you on all your sites.
All right. So my website is robtheoriginal.com. You can find a lot of my videos there. You can find my information, like the location of my business. On Instagram, I'm under Rob the Original. On Facebook, my personal is Rob Farrell. And I also have a fan page, which is Rob the Original. And you can see all the pictures and all the stuff that I'm doing. You know, I'm constantly posting pictures. I post at least one picture a day, so you'll see all the neat stuff that I'm doing, you know, if I'm going to shows and all the new stuff I'm bringing out. And you can find my videos on YouTube also under Rob the Originals, you know. Check it out. I recommend for you to go see it.
And
I
you're on
for
Twitter as
well,
yes.
You're
on Twitter as Rob the Original, right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So basically it's not hard to find you. If you go in and search Rob the Original on all the social medias, they should be able to find you.
Yes. As long as you type in Rob the Original as one word, all together,
right.
Rob the Original, no spaces.
All right, Rob the Original. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much, Rob. We really appreciate you joining us tonight. I'm so happy we can finally get you on. I want to get you now because when you blow up, you're not going to have time for us. So.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you so much, and we will be in touch for sure.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night. Thank you.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone, for listening tonight. Join us again next Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you enjoyed tonight's conversation, go out here on Blog Talk Radio and mark it as a favorite. Thank you for those who join us on the tweet chat. Thank you, Brandy, better known as Brandeis Beauty on Twitter, for holding down the tweet chat for me. Really appreciate that.
And Marietta Carter was out there.
Yeah, I saw that.
And Herb, the entertainment specialist, was out there.
Herb is always popping in. Thank you so much, Herb, for the tweets and the retweets. I appreciate that. And for those who listened via telephone, I think I saw Sharon Tina out there somewhere. Thank you very much for tuning in and for your support every Sunday night. Again, stay tuned for more Beauty Talk next Sunday night. We're bringing more beauty, more wonderful guests to our show. And I guess that's about it.
And so for everyone, if you are a reader of Sophisticates Black Hair Style and Care Guide, just a little shameless plug for myself, Denise, you can check me out in the December-January 2014 issue of Sophisticates Black Hair Magazine in the Star Makeup section. So go out and get the Sophisticates.
All right.
And again, if you're in Atlanta, be sure to check out the Professional Makeup Artist Conference. For more information, you can go to their website, which is pmac.com. And again, I'll be at the on Sunday at the panel discussion. It's a panel discussion made up of makeup artists who do some of the shows that are shot, some of the television shows that are shot here in Atlanta, like the Ricky Smiley Show, Vampire Diaries, Single Ladies, For Better or Worse, and I think a couple other reality shows will be represented as well. But it's a panel discussion called Beauty and the Beat, so check me out there on next Sunday if you're in Atlanta.
All right. Sounds good. And you're going to have to sign a copy of that certificate for Brandy. Just want you to know. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening, and have a blessed and wonderful week. Good night.
Good night, everybody.